16 minutes to 9. So we are living in the plastic age. Plastics are literally everywhere. Clothes, furniture, computers, phones and more contain plastic materials. This has resulted in the food we eat, the water we drink and the air we breathe being contaminated with microplastics. It is estimated that between 0.8 and 2.5 million tons of microplastics are released into the global marine system per year. Once they are in oceans, lakes, rivers and other bodies of water, microplastics absorb toxic elements and organic contaminants. Now, to tell us more, we are joined this morning on the line by Dalia Saad, researcher at the School of Chemistry at WITS. Dalia, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Alaikum salam. Thanks for having me.
Explain to our listeners in layman's terms, what exactly is microplastic?
Well, microplastics are tiny plastic particles that are made of different type of polymers. And they come from different sources. Either they are manufactured in microscopic size for certain applications in cosmetics and personal care products, or they are formed by the degradation and breakdown of larger plastic items.
So basically the plastics that we use and we dispose of, when they break down, that results in microplastics.
Yes, exactly.
Now, where's the concern? These microplastics are finding their way into oceans, rivers, lakes, and
yes.
We're finding them in the meat that we eat in terms of the fish.
Yes, correct. So the concern about microplastics is that because they are very tiny, they are made up of different polymer types. They exist in a variety of forms, shapes, and sizes. And they are extremely durable, lightweight, and non-degradable. So they spread widely in the environment and last for decades. And assessing their toxicity is quite complicated, knowing that their health risks are not limited to those of plastics themselves, but also the additives that are added during manufacturing, which contain toxic chemicals, of course, but also once they enter the aquatic environment, microplastics absorb other contaminants such as heavy metals, pathogens, organic pollutants, and so they are actually an all-in-one.
So how detrimental is this to the environment and to our health if we consume the meat of the fish, for example, in which these microplastics are to be found?
Yes, we basically consume a cocktail of contaminants.
Now, what can be done? What should be done?
We need to create awareness about many people don't really know about microplastics. We need to create an awareness. Social awareness is very important. We can actually include education materials, for example, in school curricula, organize awareness campaign for communities, especially those around water bodies. But most importantly, we need to explain to people that the concern about plastic containers and disposable plastics isn't just about the poor disposal and recycling, but also about them being source of microplastics for the water and food that are used to store. So we need to communicate the risk of microplastics and to communicate how we can get microplastics in our bodies.
Now, in the interim, I mean, whilst microplastics are there and they are in the water and they end up in the fish, what advice would you give to consumers, to meat eaters? What can they do? You buy a fish from the fishery. Is there a specific way that you can clean it to rid it of the microplastics? It's something like you explained that you can't see.
Well, what we can do and what we shall do is to try to stop the pollution at the source. We need to change the behavior in which we use plastic materials, because once they enter the aquatic system, it's too difficult to get rid of them.
All right, Dalia, shukran so much.
They are quite prevalent, they are lightweight, and they just spread all over.
Yeah. Okay. Shukran so much for your time and for the explanation. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam.